Well, the DNR is encouraging folks to explore public lands when it comes to all the hunting seasons coming up this fall. And you guys have the voluntary public access and habitat incentive program. Why don't you tell us kind of a little bit about that program itself?
Yeah, this is a program funded federally through the NRCS, Natural Resource and Conservation Science. We have 18,000 acres enrolled presently in our VPA program. And so that is open year round to hunting, fishing, trapping, and wildlife observation. We are spread primarily in the southern two-thirds of the state, but we have a new grant that will be starting this fall that we're really excited about. We think we can expand our acreage quite a bit.
Yeah, why don't you tell us a little bit about that kind of that new grant that you got coming in, how you think maybe it can help you kind of expand a little bit there?
Yes. So we applied for this competitive grant along with a few dozen other states, and we received the largest grant award, which is $3 million. That is the biggest investment in VPA that our Wisconsin program has ever seen. And so we really want to incentivize our landowners, pay them more than we are paying them right now to have their land enrolled in the program, as well as to help maintain these properties. We really want huntable acres as much as possible, land that can be used, you know, not only goose hunting, but, you know, deer hunting. And if there's a stream on the property, even better for fishing. We really want multi-activity properties. And so we are going to make the largest investment that we've made yet in Wisconsin's program history for VPA in habitat improvement projects. And to do that, we are going to be partnering with NGOs all over, but primarily Pheasants Forever, to just help us get that work done. And we think that will be a huge service, not only to our landowners that obviously have a vested interest in the quality of their land, but as well as our users, the majority of which rely on public land to hunt and recreate.
Yeah, you talk about just expanding that public land access. I mean, how important is public land, I mean, to Wisconsin's hunting, just, you know, the tradition? It's such a rich tradition. How important is public land to the overall hunting kind of atmosphere in Wisconsin?
Yeah, I mean, it's no surprise that the vast majority of recreation lands are privately owned in the state. So I think, as the DNR, we do our very best to provide public land and all of the activities that folks can do on it. But we are never going to be the Wyoming. We're never going to be the Montana. We can't compete with those levels of public land. So the onus is on us to forge relationships with private landowners, and we're in a very special position with the voluntary public access program. We attract landowners who have this really strong land ethic. They don't want a private hunting preserve, which is fine. We know a lot of Wisconsin landowners, that's what they want. But these landowners see the value in their land. They enjoy their land, and they want to share that land with the public. And we think that's really special, and we really want to foster that land ethic for as long as we can. And this program lets us do that because, you know, I hear a lot of hunters, they're like, there's a lot of trepidation on, you know, talking to a landowner asking for like personal access, like to their property. And with this program, users do not need to go up and knock on the door. They are open for hunting, fishing, trapping, and wildlife observation year round. And so I think that barrier to access is much reduced. We're also like a bit more flexible. We don't have to talk to real estate and see if there's enough money to buy property. We are leasing this land, so the landowner maintains control of it. We are just renting access so that the public can use this land. And so we don't have to look for the same kind of investments as like for wildlife areas. We can say like, oh, you have 40 acres of really high quality wetland. Yeah, we will take you and give you what we hope is a pretty competitive lease rental rate to the landowner. And then we can then focus on areas of the state where it's harder to get a foothold in and like to have public land available. So with this next grant, we are going to be pushing pretty hard for enrolling land in our counties with the least amount of public land right now. I'm talking like Pierce County, Trempealeau County, Lafayette, Greene, even Rock County. There's a few others, I guess, in the eastern part of the state. We've got Waupaca and Kewaunee, Brown County as well. And yeah, we really just want to spread the love as much as possible. We want to fill those gaps where there's no chance that we're going to be buying like huge tracts of public lands like in counties like this. And so we can just help everyone out by making sure that our users don't have to travel hours and hours counties away to recreate.
Absolutely. And you guys, as you encourage folks to get out and explore that kind of public land during the 2026 hunting seasons, there's a whole lot of tools that people can use to kind of do their research. Why don't you kind of highlight some of those tools that folks can use before they head out?
You can always check our public access lands mapping application. You can just search in on the DNR website, PAL map, and that'll come up, and that'll give you every type of public access land around. There's also links in there. If you were to find a VPA property, you can select that, and there's a link that will take you to an individual PDF map of every VPA property, and that has helpful information like coordinates, driving directions, as well as information like there's adjacent MFL land to this property, or there's an adjacent wildlife area to this property. It's got a lot of really helpful information on it. That information is also available on the VPA webpage. So if you're not really sure where to start, you can say, you know, I live in Sheboygan County, and you can pull up that county's page and view all of the properties available for recreation.
Awesome. I think finally, then, before people head out, what are some of the tips that they should know to make sure they have a safe and successful experience on some of Wisconsin's public lands?
We always want folks to keep in mind Tab K, our rules of firearm safety. Treat every firearm as if it's loaded. Always point the muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and keep your finger outside the trigger until you are ready to shoot. In addition to that, we want to be really respectful of our lands, both our public lands as well as our private lands that are leased for public access. We want the experience being on the land, enjoying the sights and the smells and the sounds to be as enjoyable for the person after you as it was for you. And so practicing leave no trace principles, always have a backup plan. If you get to a property and you're like, wow, I see three other cars in this 40-acre VPA property, have some other options out there. And for VPA specifically, I always encourage folks to fill out a user survey after they visit a property. Those can be found either paper mail-in survey cards at our properties, or you can go on the VPA webpage and fill out a user survey online that tells us exactly what you loved about it, if you had any issues. So that we can better serve our recreators.
Awesome. Well, I'll tell you what, Gabrielle, you hit most of the main stuff that I think I was looking for, but is there anything else that you want folks to know, whether it comes to public land access, the new grant that you guys got, anything before I let you go?
Yeah, I just want to emphasize that this program, particularly, we have a lot of flexibility to make it what we want, and we rely on our landowners, of course, to tell us what's going on, but our users especially. We went through a very unfortunate funding gap situation that we are just emerging from, and we relied on, those user surveys to say, like, okay, users use this property more than any other in the surrounding area. So, in the absence of sufficient funding to fund everything, we need to prioritize these most well-used, highest quality, properties. And so, I know it sounds annoying, fill out a survey every time you go visit one of these properties, but it's incredibly important. We take every single one into account when we are making big program decisions. And with this next grant, you have even more of a say, in what you want to see because we have more money to spend.